Our guest at the cafe this morning is the manager of Commerce Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss. Paul, good morning.
Morning, Mark. John Mark. How are you?
Well, just grand. And Commerce has a new city manager.
Yeah, they do.
His name is Derek Farrell.
It is Derek Farrell, and he's a really nice young man. I got to meet him the other night, and they had a welcome new city manager to Commerce at Luigi's, and went up with a lot of other people from town to welcome him to town. And he's, I think he's 28, 29 years old.
29 is what I saw.
Yeah, and he's an A&M graduate.
That's good. In my book.
That's right. coming sort of home to the A&M system, or close to the A&M system. But he seems like he's a real bright young man. Met his wife. I think she's a school teacher in McKinney, and they seem like a real nice couple. And he's going to be a welcome add to our city, City of Commerce. He's got a lot of things to do and a lot of miles to catch up right now. But he's going to be fine.
I think having a young fella might be a good thing.
No, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. Bring some new ideas, some young ideas, some of the latest ideas brought to the teaching of these young people, and I'm really excited about him coming.
Well, we will have Mayor Wyman Williams in here one of these days, and we'll talk more about it. But again, Derek Farrell, and I think you probably saw you listeners probably did see the article in either the Commerce Journal or the Greenville Herald Banner about this in the past few days. Of course, as far as the chamber is concerned, you're always interested in new members, and you're going to have a ribbon cutting coming up, and this is for a new RV park. I believe it's the Stinson RV Park and Resort.
New RV park. Right on I-30, where 24 runs into 30, where the fireworks stands are, and Pinky Heartland's golf place is right across the highway. So you go over the interstate, and they've got a beautiful new park that they've just now opened. They joined the chamber about 3 weeks ago, and I was coming in and out when they were doing that. We told them that we wanted to do a ribbon cutting then, and they said, well, they were in the midst of building their I guess it's a lodge building out there, and where they have their washer and dryers and stuff like that as well. And that was not complete, and they wanted to make sure that was complete before we had our ribbon cutting. So we're looking forward in the next couple of weeks. Hope it's not the bash weekend that they want to do that.
Well, you'll have to, negotiate that with them.
We'll get it in if we have to.
Right. We're talking with Paul Voss. Paul is the Chamber of Commerce manager in Commerce. Now, you're bringing a circus in to town again in October.
Absolutely, and it's going to be October the 8th. And it's going to be
a Saturday.
It's a Saturday. They have two performances. It's the Culpeper Merriweather Circus. Their clown comes to town and jingles. She goes, and I take her around to introduce her to all the kids at the elementary schools. She up to junior high, and we're going to do that on Friday, and then we're going to be ready for the. And this is a new circus that we were supposed to have one last year, and it got rained out. But this is a new circus for them. Acts and entertainment, and we're going to have it out at Eddie Moore Park, and the first one is at 2:00 on Saturday, and the next one's at 4:30. We have tickets at the chamber office if you want to do that, and please feel free to call us, and we'll hook you up, because that's going to be a real good little circus. The only thing they don't have is they don't have elephants, and I'm still trying to get some elephants here.
You've had very good attendance when you've done this in the past.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of interest in that. Well, we're almost out of time. Well, you and I've talked a number of times about the message board thing, and which has always been stretched out much further than you expected or anyone else, but you have some reason now for optimism about that?
Yes, we do, and it's we keep hoping that we're going to close this chapter in our city and get this thing going, so we can have our message boards it's for information.
LED electronic message boards.
And, we've met with the people who are advertising on that board, and We think we've got some solution to it. We're further down the road than we've ever been, and I'm not gonna speculate on that, John Mark.
No.
But we think it's gonna happen in the near future. We're gonna have a party when
yeah,
it
oh boy,
does.
Isn't that
Paul Voss is gonna have a party.
Isn't that the truth? I don't think anybody ever imagined how tough that would be for a whole host of reasons. Well, Paul,
right.
Thanks for having another cup of coffee with us.
Thank you very much, John Mark.
Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber Commerce Manager. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.